outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, July 13th, and we're back live with you folks.
We are back.
After a break.
I missed you.
Of one day.
Did you miss me?
Who did you miss exactly? Me? Or the listeners? Who are you talking to?
I missed you, Sammy.
Oh, how
Come
cool.
On.
Of course I missed you. Are
Yay.
You kidding? But I had to get up early anyway. I was hoping.
Oh.
Yeah, you called me and told me you wouldn't be coming in, and I thought, oh, I can sleep in.
That's what I thought you would do.
But then work happened.
Oh, life happened.
Yeah, I'm
Damn
telling
it.
You.
I was hoping that you would.
I know. I needed some extra sleep, as I did this morning, but, you know.
Yeah.
I can't even talk, man. I stayed up so late working on the website. You know, I went to sleep at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And
God,
that's not enough sleep,
it
you know?
It is not enough sleep.
Honey. No, no.
You complain when you go to bed at 1. How are you staying up till 3 and then getting up at what time, 8?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know, but I do.
Well, nap time today, huh?
Yeah.
Big nap.
Like now.
Do not. Just for 50 minutes, just be awake with me, and then you can nap.
Okay, I'll try to stay
minutes.
Awake.
Thank you. So last night, I went to go see Horrible Bosses.
Oh, I've heard it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, what a horrible waste of time that
really?
Was.
Really?
Holy shit.
Wow.
That was awful. Oh, my
it
God.
Got great critical reviews.
No,
huh?
Not. It was... Okay, let me just, I'm going to be Roger Ebert right now, okay? Because apparently you guys all care about my critique of the movie. First of all, I love Jason Bateman. He was the only thing for me that, why I stayed, or else I would have walked out.
Mm.
The story was, it was this real story, but yet it was so unrealistic, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like, okay, these guys are all real. These circumstances are real. But now they're going to take it to the next level. And this is so not real. Like, it just wasn't believable,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't, so I couldn't jump on the bandwagon with that. And then I've got, then you've got Charlie Day, who is the star of that show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm.
I don't understand it. I do not find him funny. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have a rip fest for about 5 minutes, guys. Just bear with me. Okay. I do not find it funny. I feel like I want him to be funny,
mm-hmm.
and he looks like he's gonna be funny, and then he leads you up there, and then there's no payoff. And I'm like, it's like bad sex. You're just waiting for the payoff, and then there's nothing, and then you're like, great. So I just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
So, okay, so he's not funny. Jennifer Aniston is so over the top. Colin Farrell is so over the top.
Yeah.
Like, everything about this movie was atrocious. I was
That
just,
bad, huh?
It was that bad.
So how do you explain it got great reviews?
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, I guess they are.
I don't know. I think, like...
Those reviews are always one person's opinion anyway, you know?
And this
I don't know
is just my opinion.
Seriously.
You all can go see it and then call me and tell me that I'm an idiot and that you loved it and you thought it was the funniest movie ever. There weren't any funny moments. Everything was predictable. Jamie Foxx was terrible.
Mm.
Like, everything was so on the nose with the comedy.
Right.
But yet, and it was very predictable, so it wasn't funny. And everything was over the top.
Mm.
And yet, there was all these things that were... It was with these real guys in jobs that they hated, right? So this is the setup. These real guys in jobs that they hated. You don't know why they're friends. You don't know their history. But they keep meeting for dinner like once a week. And then they start talking about... I'm not giving this away, guys, because you guys have all seen this. Then they start talking about how horrible their bosses are.
Right.
And now they're going to try to kill them.
Right.
And then it's like Jason Bateman isn't on for it. He's like, no, no, no. And then all of a sudden, they're meeting with Jamie Foxx, and it's like, now all of a sudden he's on the bandwagon with it. Like, none of it made any sense. Really? I felt like it was a writing class 101 where I could have written this crap. I was so unbelievably disappointed. Wow. The only saving grace for me was Jason Bateman, and he only had a couple moments. Mm. And then the very end of the movie, there were outtakes, and I turned to my friend Davy Jones, and I, not the guy from the Monkees, and I turned to him and I go, this was the best part of the movie. What are the outtakes? Hands down, it was the best part of the movie. Yeah. So,
what about Kevin Spacey? Was he any good?
You know, he wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. He wasn't bad. But again, it was just everything was so over the top. He was trying so hard to be such an ass. Mm. And I think that it was just the way it was written. Yeah. It was just everything about it was awful. And Jennifer Aniston is this like sex addict that just is wanting to have sex and molest her dental assistant, who is played by Charlie Day. And it's like, he doesn't want any of it because he is engaged and all he's ever wanted to do is to do in his life is be a husband. So uh-huh. He's like, this is bad. And it's just, I'm sorry. Like, I don't think that that really happens. Like, I think that there's women that are horny, right. But it was so over the top.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me.
I know. Yeah, you have to suspend belief with these movies, you know?
Well, I go with things. Like, I'm, you know, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, Star Wars, like things that don't really exist.
Right.
I go with. But if you're going to give me a movie that is steeped in reality, okay, with these three guys, that this could really happen, meaning they have horrible jobs and horrible bosses.
Right.
That's real. These are average guys. That's real. And then you take it to them planning to kill their bosses. Mm-hmm. It's, and they don't even think about it, and they're just like, oh, let's do it. And there's no, they're not thinking about any consequence. Like, come on, you guys are intelligent guys. You guys have brains. You guys work in jobs where you are, these are intelligent jobs, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so none of this is adding up for me. Like, you're not that stupid that you're going to be like, oh, let's kill our bosses. I'm sorry. Like, it just, none of it makes any sense.
Right. But is it supposed to be a comedy?
Yes, it's a comedy, but
so
it's
in
not.
In comedy, they do crazy things.
I understand
you know?
That, but yet, it's so not funny. Everything, like I said, is really over the top, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't fit for me, like, at all. Like, Wedding Crashers, I love that movie. Dumb and Dumber, I love that movie. And that stuff is all, they're regular guys, but right. they're in extreme circumstances. And I understand that this is where they're trying to go with this. I can't even tell you. I wanted to slip my wrist after 5 minutes.
Wow.
I was so disappointed. And that is my review of
okay,
the movie.
Thank you very much.
And scene. I'm out. You're welcome.
Slit wrists for a review. It's like how many stars, you know? How many slit wrists?
I'm going to give it 4 slit wrists.
Okay.
That's how much I hated it. Oh, that's a good one. That's what I'm going to start now. When I hate a movie, 4 slit wrists or 3 slit wrists. Oh my God, I'm totally putting that. We're putting that on our website. That's how I'm going to review movies.
That's good.
And then instead of gold stars, what should we do for when it's good?
I don't know.
That's some. We got to think of something as funny as slit wrists. Good job, Sammy. I like, good job. I like it. I give it 4 slit wrists, guys. That's me, though. Somebody can call in and yell at me and say that it was amazing, but I don't think
okay,
it was.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying the movie wasn't that great.
Well, 4 slit wrists doesn't look good, does it?
No.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. So that's how I wasted my... No, I got to see my friend, but that's how I wasted my night last night watching a terrible movie.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
And then I was upset with myself.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame yourself because you couldn't have known, you know?
Well, you know what? I feel like anything was better than Larry Crown because I was like, there's no chance in hell I'm going to see that movie.
Larry Crown?
Yeah, with Julia
What's
Roberts
that?
And Tom Hanks.
Oh, I've heard it's terrible. Huh?
Oh, well, let's, yeah. Just by the billboard alone, I was like, really?
Really?
It's like Forrest Gump meets Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And just not, and those two movies were great alone, just not together. But no, anything was, we went to the Arclight last night and I was just like looking at all the movies out and I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Just not, I mean, You know, it's funny. And Harry Potter's not coming to the Arclight Hollywood.
It's not?
I know.
That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, did you have to pay $15 a ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking money.
I love
that.
I love that theater.
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
It's so great.
Yeah.
I love that there's reserved seating. I love that there's no ads or commercials beforehand. Mm-hmm. I love that they come out and introduce the movie. I love all of that.
That's so geeky.
It's so geeky. There's this guy, you guys probably won't find it funny, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because I can. So one time I went to go see March of the Penguins. Mm-hmm. You know that documentary? Mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman narrated it.
Right.
So I go with my friend Josh. We go see the movie. And now, okay, so any people that are listening around the world, Arclight Cinemas is like the biggest movie theater here.
Right.
And they have an usher come out and introduce the movie.
Right.
So they tell, you know, okay, so what you're going to see today, the running time of it, who it's starring, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay, so the whole thing. And then
it's really necessary, you know?
But I love it. I think it's great.
Do you?
Actually, a friend of mine got to, we had her birthday party there a couple years ago, and she got to come out and introduce the movie there. And it was really cool. I thought it was awesome.
What an honor.
I shoot you in the ass. Anyways, so this guy comes out, right? And he is like over his job. Like, it looks like he just like quit his job that day. He could give a crap about what he's about to do, right?
Yeah.
He is miserable, okay? And he walks out, doesn't even make eye contact with the audience. And usually, you guys, these guys are like pumped. They're like getting you ready for the show, you know? They're like the warm-up, you know, act before a sitcom for the audience. They're like, hey, welcome to Arclight. You know, they're so pumped. But this guy comes out and he's miserable. And he's just staring down. He's so monotone and deadpan. And he's like, hey, welcome to the Arclight. So you're here to see March of the Penguins, starring a bunch of penguins. And everybody starts laughing. And he just keeps going. Like, he doesn't give a crap about it. He is just, like, so, so, so miserable. I've never seen that guy since then. I really do think he ended up quitting that day. I think he was miserable. But I love... He did not want to be there. But
yeah.
I love that place. It's my favorite place to go. I'm kind of a snot about going to other movie theaters, I have to say.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one. But,
well, if you like it, you know, I mean, why not? You know, it's pretty fancy and comfortable. And
yeah, I don't mind paying that much money for it, to be honest, just because I get a great experience every time.
Right.
And people aren't on their cell phones. You know, it's for people that really want to be there.
Right.
It isn't for, like, there's no screaming kids there. Nobody talks. Like, it is amazing the type of people you get that go there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying.
Checking out more often.
We've got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Is this a Troy's radio room?
Is it what, a radio room? It's a radio studio. You're calling into a live show. Did you have anything you wanted to ask?
Well, not really. I was trying to get a hold of Troy.
Oh, well, you called into the studio. So,
just
go on the website. I think there's an email for him.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I love it.
I knew it.
We get more calls in the morning to talk to other people than us. What the hell?
I mean, of all the phone numbers on the website, this is the one he called.
I mean, we're like up there. It's like Sam and Stephanie in the morning, but of course, it's just, I just love it. I love getting calls.
I know, it's part of the show. I mean, I know it's not going to be, you know, sometimes I can tell by the area codes, but...
Oh, it makes my day every time. Every time.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So, so talking about a lot of money for entertainment, Netflix just raised the prices.
I know.
But they raised it by a lot, man, like 50%, you know? I mean, it used to be like I was paying $11.99, now they raised it to $17.99.
Oh, I was paying... You know? $9.95.
Yeah, because you probably didn't have the Blu-ray, right?
No, I didn't have Blu-ray.
Yeah, you have
so now what,
DVD.
Mine's going to be 15 now?
If you want the streaming, yeah, because you see there, do you use the streaming films at all? Do you have like a...
Like the instant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that costs extra now.
Oh,
it's not bundled together, you know? So... You know, that was really irritating, and I'm reading here that I guess a lot of people are really upset about it, you know, and going on the social networks and stuff. I guess on their Facebook page, there were more than 28,000 comments about this.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, but you know what the bottom line, Stephanie, I was thinking about this.
What?
I thought, you know, what's $18 for, like, you know, unlimited movies a month? You know, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot. I mean, but you know what, though? This is my thing about Netflix. I feel like there's not a lot of older stuff on there. Like, I feel like they're missing a lot of great movies. Like, I remember the other day I was looking to get The Professional,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing.
Right.
Luc Besson, Natalie Portman's first role. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the French actor's name right now. Gary Oldman's in it.
Yeah.
An amazing, amazing movie. It's not even on there.
Are you serious?
It's not on there.
Really?
At all. Like, The Instant.
Never heard of
I'm talking
that.
About The Instant.
Oh, The Instant.
Like, this, and I'm like, you know what?
Well, but look, The Instant movies, they don't have all of them. In fact, they have more older ones than they have new ones on the Instant ones.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well,
but you have to remember, I mean, not many movies are on Instant as well. It doesn't mean that if it's available on DVD, it'll be available on Instant.
I know, but my complaint,
mm-hmm.
if you're asking, but you're not, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
I feel that they need to have all of the movies that are available.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything should just go to Instant, too. I think it
well,
should
it
be...
Well, it will.
Okay.
That's
well,
where they're going, you know? I mean, because it's becoming clearer and clearer, we don't really need discs in order to run movies, you know?
We don't.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome for my opinion.
Thank you very much. I needed it.
You're welcome, because you needed to know that.
Yeah, but, you know, Chris Brown wrote on the website,
uh-oh.
He said...
our friend Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I was thinking Chris Brown of...
Not that Chris Brown.
The guy that beats
our
girls.
Our listener friend.
Right.
He was saying, you know, I wonder if it's because they're, you know, they don't have any competition. And... I think that's exactly why it's happening. You know,
yeah,
there's nobody
true.
to really give them a
run for,
you know,
the money.
Run for the money. So
yeah.
that's what they do, you know.
I do love Netflix, though. I fought it for a while and then I finally caved in and I said, okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. I really am.
So what do? You have a TV where, or is it on your computer that you watch the Instant?
Yeah, I have it on my computer.
Okay.
Do you hook it up to your TV?
Yeah, we have like a Blu-ray and it has those options in there, you know.
Yeah, I think I need to do that at some point.
Yeah. But you can, I mean, there's all kinds of hardware where you can stream from your computer to your TV, but I don't see the point. You might as well, you know, if you're going to get one, get just a DVD that has it.
What about Apple TV? What's your feeling on that, Sammy?
What's my feeling on that? I'm not even sure what the hell it is, you know?
It's like a little thing.
Yeah, I know it's a little thing.
Yeah. And it's got all these movies in it, and I think TV or something like that. Like, it's crazy awesome, somebody said. Mm. But, okay, never mind. We can't even talk about it because we don't even know what it's about. Anyway, whatever.
Hold on a second. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't want to be on the air. I'm confirming... that I will be on the air at 2:00 this afternoon. Shirley Quinn.
Oh, okay. Ma'am, you called in the wrong place. You called into a live show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
What the hell is
for
this?
Two
man?
For two.
Yeah.
Jesus, somebody call in and talk to us. What the hell? Don't be trying to call into another radio station.
And she goes, I don't want to be on the air. Well,
I
you
know,
are.
You are. Tough. Why don't you read? I guess it is. I mean, going now, I gotta go on the website and check it out. I don't think it's that hard to.
No, it's not hard at all. People just go up. They don't see that it says studio call in number, and they just use it. What the hell, you know? So what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Awesomeness of something. I don't know. Yeah. The Apple TV, whatever.
Yeah, Apple TV.
My dad just said my brother has it. I was like, what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't know what that is. I think it just lets you also stream from your computer to your TV or something.
Oh, is that
know?
It?
That's probably what it is, yeah.
Well, it's Mac. It's probably cool. You know.
Yeah.
Mac is cool.
You know that I have a Mac, but I'm running Windows on it, right? Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. I mean... because most of my programs are Windows programs. So with the newer Apple Macs, you can just actually install Windows on there, and it runs just like a regular PC, you know?
Oh, really?
And then you can restart it as a Mac. So it's like having two laptops, you know?
Whoa.
It's really cool.
Fancy. Look
fancy,
at you.
Fancy.
Did you install it yourself?
So, yeah. So I'm actually very impressed with the Mac
with
Pro,
yourself?
You know, with the laptop, yeah. Because, you know, even with Windows, it works great. It's got great battery life.
Yeah, and, Mac is amazing. I have my Mac right here.
Yes, you do.
I love it.
I notice it every day.
You see it every day, Sammy. Every single day.
Can't get away
along
from
with
that.
My face. So I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
I have to say this. I have been through a divorce, and at no time in my life did I ever say, I'm going to cut off my husband's penis.
Mm. It has been done before,
but
you know that.
But apparently...
With Lorena Bobbitt. Do you remember that?
Were they going through a divorce?
I don't know what they were going through.
I think she was just bored.
Yeah.
But this woman decides, you know what? I'm going to drug my husband. I'm going to tie him to the bed. And when he wakes up, I'm going to be tearing off his clothes and I'm going to cut off his penis and I'm going to have him watch.
And sure enough,
and
she did
sure
that.
Enough, she did. And then she called 911 and the couple is apparently going through a divorce. So she is...
And she took the penis, threw it in the garbage disposal.
Yeah. There we go.
And turned it on.
That's the best part
of it. Oh my God. Can you even imagine?
Because...
chopped liver.
And then she feeds it to him. She cooks. She makes like an omelet. Here you go, honey. He's like, ooh, this is really good.
I mean, how can a woman do this?
This is what I'm saying. At no point did I ever say, I mean, granted, I left my husband, but at no point did I ever say, I'm going to cut off my husband's penis. I don't want him to have a penis anymore. So, okay, this is going to be dumb, but now where do we go from here? I mean, how does he survive, live? How does he pee? What's going on?
That's a problem. It's a big problem.
Yes.
You know, with the Bobbitts, they reattached his penis to him.
Oh, because it was within a certain amount
of time? Yeah, they could still find it, yeah.
Well, this was
she threw it out on the street. They found it.
Oh, seriously? Why don't... I do remember, but I was young when this story happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Did she go to prison?
No. Or maybe... No.
She didn't?
She didn't.
What the hell?
How do I remember? How am I supposed to remember?
I was young. That's my excuse.
Yeah. But, I mean, she should have. I don't know if she did or not.
Okay.
Let's see. They have her on Wikipedia. Let's see what she says.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
God. So this woman.
Arrest and trial. She did have a trial.
And?
Yeah.
Guilty?
What was the verdict there? Okay, well, we'll deal with it later. I'm not going to go and check it out.
So,
yeah.
But obviously this guy doesn't have a penis because it's chopped up in a garbage disposal.
And it must be pretty painful for him.
The thought of it's just making me nauseous. But what do they do from here? Do they make a penis for him and put one on? Like, how does he pee?
I don't know. They probably put like a...
Catheter?
Catheter, colostomy bag. That's for pooping, right?
I love us.
Yeah, but no, I mean, with the peeing, definitely, you know, they have to go inside and stuff. But
well, he underwent emergency surgery at the UCI Medical Center.
Wow,
that is insane.
I mean, I would think you'd bleed to death.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like doesn't. I mean, I've never had a penis cut off, but I'm assuming, and I've never seen it, but I'm assuming that it's it's gotta hurt. But he was drugged.
Yeah. She drugged him.
But I
don't. During dinner.
Hey, honey, I made some dinner for you. Drink up. What the hell is wrong with these people? She's just like, I don't want to get a divorce, so I'm going to cut off my penis.
Yeah.
Maybe try therapy. Maybe that first, before you decide to
that could help, huh?
Maybe therapy.
Yeah.
I would say that.
And I guess it's not strange it happened in Southern California, huh?
What are you saying, Sam? All us wackos out here?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I'm
saying.
All us crazies? That's what my dad says all the time. You guys are all crazy out there.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
are. He thinks that people out here are insane, which I don't disagree completely with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, so she's 48. She was arrested for aggravated mayhem, false imprisonment, assault with a deadly weapon, administering a drug with intent to commit felony, poisoning, and spousal abuse.
Fun.
Oh, my God, man. She's going to be spending a long time.
Do they even think about this stuff, or they're just so... I can't imagine that, like, if I'm that angry, mm-hmm. and I think if that enters my brain, right? We're all capable of doing this. we are, but obviously, you know, people don't. Some people act on it, some people don't. Right. But like, I mean, do you think about these consequences? Do you think that, you know, like, your husband is, well, your ex-husband is going to be without a penis for the rest of his life? Could be.
Yeah. I don't know if it took much thought. Do you? Maybe it did. I mean, if you took the time to poison him and everything.
To go get the poison. Yeah. Where did she purchase the poison? Where did she get it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She obviously put a lot of time and thought into this one.
There has been some thought into it, yeah.
She bought rope or handcuffs or whatever to tie him up, unless they already had him for sexual.
Yeah. I can barely cut a salami. I can't imagine cutting off a penis.
I mean, right? You got to be that angry to cut off a penis. Oh, I mean, come on. I kind of want to meet this woman now. I really do. What was going on in her head? Does she feel guilty?
Good question.
Any remorse? I think I'm going to do a story on it. Can I go to the prison and visit her? And then I can go to prison.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get your chance.
Finally. And like, it's kind of like Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. Well, she didn't eat it, though, thank God. Do you remember that story? What we talk about? I don't even know. Do you remember that story where that guy in Germany put an ad out on the internet? I don't know if it was Craigslist or whatever, but looking for a guy to be killed, but first he wanted to cut off the guy's penis and then they were going to eat it together, and then he was going to kill him.
Really?
And they did, and he got quite a few responses, because then he was put in trial, and they were saying, you know, this is wrong, but he's like, look, so people agreed to this, like, that was his argument, so is he really guilty? Like, he put out this, and it was as clear as day, saying, I want to kill you, but I want to eat your penis first. So if you want to join me for your last supper and we'll eat your dick, then please respond. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. But like, I mean, so this guy is like, and it was a really good argument, because what can you say? I mean, this guy responded back.
Right.
He went through with him. He cut off his penis. They had it. And then he murdered him. But it's not really murder, is it? If the guy says, hey, yeah, sure, go ahead. I mean, it's so messed up. I can't understand this.
What the hell, man?
You don't
what
remember
kind of a crime
this?
Is
this
that?
Was in Germany. This this happened a couple years ago.
No, I don't
remember
that.
Hearing about this. And I
remember Jeffrey Dahmer. You know,
oh, that was
a long time ago.
That was how many years
before
ago?
Before your
did
time.
Did he? Yeah, way before my time, because I'm so young.
It was, I think, in the 80s, 90s.
Did he only kill little boys?
Was it? No, I don't think so.
I thought it was just little boys.
No, I don't. That's not what I remember.
What do you remember?
But I just remember him killing people. I don't know if they were, if it was a specific group or anything, but may well have been, you know.
Serial killer and cannibal.
Yeah.
So he...
Yeah, he was storing body parts in the refrigerator.
Okay, wait, here we go. 17 men and boys.
Yeah.
So he only did...
Yeah.
But the murders occurring between 1987 and 1991.
Yeah.
Oh! If I can speak, his murders were particularly gruesome, involving rape, dismemberment, necrophilia, and cannibalism.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was totally out there.
Oh, God. You think, like... When did this happen? Like, when did this start for him?
Oh, at what age?
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
A young age, I'm
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Probably, you know, start by killing off small animals and stuff, you know, and then graduating to people.
My God.
Yeah.
But I can't. And these people just have to just have that kind of, they compartmentalize. They just,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess it's not a big deal for them. You know.
Oh, yeah. I love what we talk about in the morning.
Yeah, crying.
Talking about cutting up penises and eating them.
Well, it was on the front page. What are you going to say?
I just think it's such a crazy story. Like, really? This woman was
it
that?
It really is. It really is crazy, man.
Yeah, I Okay, hold on.
It shows you not only men abuse women. You know, I mean, there's instances, I'm sure, more than are reported of women abusing men. You know?
Say that again?
I said that there's more... what did I say? I said that there's more than just men abusing women. There's women abusing men as well, but we don't hear about it as much, you know, because people are probably embarrassed to report it and things like that, you know. But there are crazy women out there, you know. And a knife is a knife, even in the hands of a woman, it'll cut off a penis.
Apparently, you know? She seemed. I mean, her mugshot actually is a little. Scary looking, but, you know.
Well, mugshots are, you know, usually scary.
They are. Yeah. I mean, there are some that are pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Like Nick Nolte's. Do you remember Nick Nolte's mugshot?
I do remember
that.
Wow,
what a disaster that was. What did he get arrested for? A DUI?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think he was still drunk, definitely, when he had that shot, because that was disgusting. I remember that it was, like, all over the internet for the longest time.
I
think it's, like, the most famous mugshot of any of the actors, because it would, that's
He looks
bad.
Like he'd been through the ringer a couple times, you know?
His hair is everywhere. Like, he is a mess. He looks worse than Charlie Sheen on a good day. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
He was such a mess. I do remember that, actually. That was back in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like they've all been arrested for something. You know that little kid, Haley Joe Osment? He was arrested. He had a DUI.
Oh, really?
Remember the one?
Yeah,
I
the
see
kid.
Dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was arrested for a DUI.
When?
What's
a long
with
time
all these
ago?
Alcoholics? Maybe like a year or two ago.
Mm.
I don't know. What is he, like 13 now? I don't know.
He was 13 when he made the movie.
I know. I feel like he's never aging. He just keeps drinking, getting younger, staying the same age. But no, he just got arrested. With all these kids? With all these kids?
Have you seen like Dakota Fanning now? I mean, she totally does not look like she did, huh?
No, she.
I mean, she's
me
pretty,
out.
but you know, she doesn't look like she did when she was a kid.
No, and she. Let me talk about Dakota Fanning for a second.
Okay.
Let me do that.
Yeah, let's.
First of all, she freaks me out a little bit.
Why?
She at like. 5, she talked like she was a 50-year-old woman.
That's true.
Okay, that's a little freaky. 2, she was so miscast in Twilight, I couldn't even take it.
Yeah,
yes,
you
I've
hated
seen all the
it?
Twilight movies. Don't make fun of me. She was so miscast, it should have never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened. I think that they need to rethink that for the 4th one.
Yeah, you think so?
I do. Just saying.
Just saying.
I mean, I don't need to be in that.
Yeah.
Which I would love to be. But I don't think she should have been in that role. She's... In the book, she's described completely different. You know, her character is described as this, like, beautiful, sexy, very alluring character. And Dakota's not that in the least bit.
Right.
She has no sex appeal.
So maybe, you know, I mean, maybe it's the problem with the casting. You know, maybe it wasn't her fault. I mean, she's a great actress, right?
No, she's a great actress.
Right.
It is the problem with the casting. She was miscast.
I see.
For
okay.
sure. She's a great actress, just not for that part. Like, I feel like they didn't even read the book. Like,
yeah.
Really? It's just, what the hell? I could have cast that freaking movie. And then I would have dated Rob Pattinson. I love him.
Do you watch True Blood at all?
You know what? I do not.
Really?
Do you?
No.
Okay. Good story.
I'm not into vampires.
That was a good talk,
Sam.
Can't see. I love vampires, but I can't get into that show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I love Alan Ball because I was a big fan of 6 Feet Under.
Mm.
Did you ever watch that?
No.
Okay. No. Well, it was a great show.
Yeah.
If ever you want to stream it on Netflix, it was a fantastic show. I really enjoy that. But I love Alan Ball. I think
that's about that mortician family, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all, oh my God, they're so good.
Really?
So good. Everybody on that show was amazing. Just so well written. Really such an original idea.
Mm.
You know, it was... It was phenomenal. My ex-husband actually worked on it, so I got to know the cast pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
All really, really great people.
Yeah.
Really nice cast. Yeah. But yeah, I just love that show. I just can't get into True Blood, but it's huge. It's a huge hit.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know.
And Anna Paquin, I mean, she looks great now.
She does, I know.
She looks great in blonde hair. You know, it really suits her.
Yeah, it does.
Because she used to have dark hair before, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She won an Academy Award at 6, right?
Really?
Yeah,
oh, for
the piano.
For the piano?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Something.
Yeah. I didn't realize she won an Academy Award for it, but that's
cool.
Yeah,
she won an Academy Award. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm just making this up. No, I think she did.
Yeah.
Here, we're going to find it right now.
Okay.
We're so full of good information.
Yeah, everybody, go get a cup of coffee
Oscar.
While we
Here
tell
we go.
You.
Here we go. Oscar. She...
Yeah, 1994,
yeah,
you're right.
Best supporting actress.
Yeah.
She's so little. Oh, my God. What yeah. the hell? What have I been doing with my life? She wins an Oscar at 6. What the hell? And same with Tatum O'Neal. But you know what? Anna has gone on to be a good actress. Tatum, yeah. on the other hand.
You don't think she's a good actress?
No. Have you seen... did you see her on Sex and the City?
I haven't seen her on many things, actually.
She hasn't
since
really
she was
done
a kid.
Anything.
Yeah.
But she was on an episode of Sex and the City.
Uh-huh.
Which I loved that show. I was obsessed with that show. She just... Yeah. It was not good.
No.
No, 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 no. And I love her dad. I think Ryan O'Neal's great. Like, when he did... What's Up, Doc? Right?
Yeah,
with Barbra Streisand.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that movie?
That's so old.
I love
Way before
that
your time.
It was so before my time.
Yeah.
I know movies before my time, Sam. Come on, now.
Well, I'm impressed.
Shut up. One of my favorite movies of all time is Before My Time, Harold and Maude.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Greatest. It's what I think it's a perfect movie. Perfect. I don't think there's anything wrong with that movie.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Everything from the writing and directing and acting and cinematography and soundtrack. Every time I watch it, and I've seen it 100 times, I'm still in awe.
Yeah?
Well, she's
what's
my
What's it about? I mean, what's it about?
You haven't seen it?
No,
okay.
I haven't
it's a dark,
seen it.
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah.
And it's about this young kid who is played by Bud Cort and this older woman, Maude. Bud plays Harold, and Maude is played by Ruth Gordon, who has now since passed. She was in Rosemary's Baby.
Right.
She's one of my favorite actresses. And Hal Ashby directed it, and Cat Stevens does the whole soundtrack. And it's about this boy who grows up in this rich family. He's an only child. His father is not around, whether he died or got divorced or whatever. And his mother is a socialite, and he is... miserable. Like, his mom doesn't pay any attention to him. He's just a lonely, lonely kid. So what he does is he fakes his deaths, his deaths all the time for his mother's amusement, like to scare her, to freak her out.
Really?
But it's to get attention,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And so he does all these elaborate gags. It like hangs himself and you know, sticks himself with a knife, like a fake knife, and just puts blood all over the bathtub and things like that, like really extreme stuff.
Right.
And for fun, he goes to funerals. Okay, so he's obsessed with death,
really?
Right? And it's
yeah.
this young kid who is in his early 20s.
Yeah.
And then he meets Maude at a funeral. She goes to funerals, too, for fun. Now, she's this older woman who's about to turn 80, and she is full of life and love. And she lives life to the fullest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this total opposite, this young boy who is just wants to die. And this woman who is 80 and wants to live, like just wants to live every second of every moment of every day. You could just like see it coursing through her veins.
Right.
And it's this love story between these two of them. Mm. And it sounds really gross and creepy, but it's such a innocent and beautiful and such a real love story of these two people coming together. And she teaches him about life, how to love life, you know? And it's so well told. And I mean, I cry every time. The editing's great. Everything about this movie, I think it's just, yeah, my fave. My fave.
Okay. Doesn't sound like it would be mine, but I respect that. I respect
You haven't even seen it.
I know.
It
doesn't sound interesting.
It's so interesting. Come on. What's your favorite
movie? It's okay. I'm not putting it down
as
far as that goes.
Not.
I'm just, you know. I'm not into dramas that much, you know.
Well, it's a dark comedy.
Yeah? Oh, it is a comedy?
It's a dark comedy. So it's, you know, it's that fine line of drama and comedy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie, Sammy?
My favorite movie is The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think you can tell me. The first one?
Yeah. First one is definitely my favorite.
It is good.
I'm trying to think of any others, and none come to mind, though.
Is that the only one you've seen? In full.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
I've seen it like a million times.
Have you really?
And I usually never see movies more than once, you know.
That's interesting.
But, yeah, it's funny because, you know, I mean, I used to go to the movies every week religiously, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I used to go and catch all the new movies and everything. I used to love it, but somehow I'm out of it. I don't know if movies are not as good or whatever.
You're not into it these days.
Nah.
Well, there's some really bad movies out there, like Horrible Bosses.
There are, you know, like Transformers.
Did you see it?
No, I've never seen
it. No!
I would never see Transformers. Are you kidding? A movie that's based on toys?
No, not for you, huh?
No, no.
You weren't into Transformers as a kid. My brothers were into Transformers, actually. I did play a little bit with the Transformers.
Did you?
Yeah, I wasn't really super into it, but... Right. I mean, I really wasn't. They had G.I. Joes. They had Micro Machines. I liked Micro Machines, I have to say.
Yeah.
Those were the only things I really liked. But I was more into Barbies. I liked Barbies and Cabbage
Patch Dolls. Oh, you
did?
That's interesting.
Oh, God, I loved Barbies. Obsessed.
So you weren't such a tomboy, huh?
I was in the sense of I did everything. I got into everything.
Mm.
And I wanted to, you know, just do it, whatever. But my mom made sure I was a girly girl. You know, I was in dance classes.
Yeah.
And I loved to get dressed up and play dress up and put on makeup and, you know, play Barbies and dolls. And I loved it. My Little Ponies, you know, all that stuff. I loved all of it. I was such a girl.
It's cute.
It's ridiculous. I did love My Little Ponies, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and Strawberry Shortcake and Starbright, I think. I don't even... My God, this is all coming back to me now. Wow.
Let's regress back to childhood now.
Let's not. I might start crying or something. Let's not have a therapy session. No intervention today.
No.
I don't know. No, I had a good child. I had a really good childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in a suburban city outside of town outside of Chicago, and it was great, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
No complaints,
house.
Huh?
Yeah, my best friends.
Yeah, and you've got a family that's together and everything. Your parents are still together.
We like to make everybody believe that we're together. Just kidding. No, we're a fun family. It's good. I very much enjoy my family, so I'm thankful for that.
That's good. Not many people get to say that, you know.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is very true. But we all get along. They're all a lot of fun, and they're all completely different, and that's something that's great about everybody. We're loud as hell, too.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Super loud. Well, I mean, come on. Look at me. I'm like a mess and a half. Anyway.
They're all like
enough
you.
Enough about that. What? No.
They're all like you? No.
No, well, you met Billy, my brother.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, Billy's like the life of the party. He's, you know. But, no, we're all different and different. My older brother's very cerebral. Mm-hmm. But he's like a prankster, and he has no emotion. He never cries. He's very like, you know what? No emotion. If I'm crying, he's like, deal with it. Just move on.
Okay.
Like, has no compassion.
That?
And I'm like, screw you.
Yeah.
Like, I get angry at him. So, and then Billy, like I said, is like the life of the party. He's just Billy. Like, everybody loves him. That's him. And then Johnny, my youngest brother, is like the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And I'm not just saying that because he's my brother. He's like the nicest kid. He makes everybody happy. He's just nice. All the time. But he's funny, you know. I love my family. And then my dad's a pain in my ass, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that you love your family, you know. I mean, like I said, not many people do, you know. And
you love your family.
Yeah, I do. I really do, you know. But many people, a family is really a problem for them, you know. It creates a lot of problems.
Well, yeah. You know, when the sister-in-laws come in.
Exactly. Then it changes things.
Well, yeah, you have in-laws. I mean, look, I was married, and I had nice in-laws, though. I did.
Right.
I really did. But there's always, it's interesting when other people come into your family. And this is the thing. It's not because they're bad people. It's like you're used to one way growing up with your family, and they're used to one way growing up with their family.
Right.
So when they come into your family, it's different.
Yeah, there are clashes, you know, especially when people come from different cultures and stuff.
Oh, I can't even imagine that.
I mean, that's tough.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
Mm.
That's got to be really rough. But yeah, it's just hard. You can't really blame anybody. You just have to kind of adapt to it and go and be okay with it and not complain about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people complain about their in-laws.
They do. They do. And some with good reason. You know, they have very good reason to complain.
Yeah,
you see, because in-laws are like family that's not blood family, you know? So it's not really family. I mean, when you think about it, you know?
Did you see that? This actually reminds me. And I'm going to tell the story. It's going to be so half-assed, so you guys can Google it later.
Well, but we're used to that from you.
That's me. You're welcome. I'll give you half the story. And then you got to go find out on your own. There was an article, I think it was like a week ago, where this girl marrying this guy, they're about to, and she went to go stay with his family for a week or something. They were visiting, I don't know. When she left, the in-law mother wrote this scathing email to her daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. Okay, scathing. And they're not even married yet.
Right.
And this girl, the fiancé, was horrified. She couldn't even believe this, right? Mm. So she forwards it to her friends to show, like, oh my God, this woman's crazy. Like, I don't know what I did to offend her this much.
Right.
So one of the friends got so angry and decided to make it viral and sent it everywhere. And
really?
It actually made the news on CNN.
Whoa.
And they put the entire email of what this mother-in-law said to this daughter. Uh-huh. She's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, and so they were saying, like, this is the best revenge for this girl to get. But the girl didn't intend for this to happen. Her friend took it upon herself to do this.
Oh,
and
really?
Just said, you know what? This sucks. You treat my friend like this. Screw you. And then she put it out there. It is, and I read some of it. I'm not even going to try to paraphrase because I can't remember what it said, but it is rough. Like,
yeah.
This woman is crazy and mean. And I would, though, if I was the woman, I would look at this and be like, do I really want to marry this guy? Like, do I really, really, can I not live without this guy because I'm marrying his family?
I don't know.
I'd have to think long and hard about that.
Yeah. You really have to think about where a person comes from, you know,
Their
background, their family, because that's what determines how they're going to be later on, you know?
Oh, well, you're marrying their family. So
right.
When you go to, you know, what am I trying to say? Family parties, things like that, you know, you're going with them. You're going to be
right.
with them.
Yeah.
It's like you got to have some kind of relationship or try to create some relationship with them,
right.
you know? Or you just don't go. I mean, it's rough, though. I mean, there are some really bad horror stories like that one of in-laws.
Yeah, yeah. I know, families, we don't get to choose, you know? I mean,
do you like your in-laws?
Do I like my in-laws? They're both passed away, there's nobody to like, really. But the previous marriage, yes, I did like them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
everybody
got
along.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Except the daughter and me.
I was just going to say that. Except for you two,
yeah.
Which is the most important part. So, okay. But now everything is
delicious. Yeah, and we got two beautiful kids out of all this.
See, there you go.
You know.
So it's a great thing.
Yeah. You should never regret anything you do. You know, I mean, you should just stand behind it and look at the positive. You know?
I do agree with that.
Yeah. So are you preparing for Carmageddon this weekend?
Oh my God, I know, right? Stay off the 405, guys. Carmageddon. Is it all weekend? Is Friday through Sunday?
Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we have a very busy freeway called the 405, the San Diego Freeway.
Do you know why they call it the 405?
Why?
Because it takes 4 or 5 hours to get through it. I didn't make that up. I'm not sure.
I've heard that.
Okay,
I think you said that before.
Oh, damn it.
And it wasn't funny the first time either.
But you laugh, so shut it. All right, go on. Go ahead. I did stupid, but whatever. Go ahead. Anyway, go. So Carmageddon.
Yeah, so just to explain to people, it's a very busy freeway, and our traffic has gotten very bad. So they've decided to widen the freeway, but they have to take down a bridge. So they're going to have to close the freeway from Friday till Sunday, which is going to create, I mean, that's like the busiest freeway in L.A., so you can imagine closing that for about 2.5 days is going to create
chaos. It's going to shut down.
It's the way to the airport. It's the way to a lot of different places. So
the
they call it Carmageddon.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm not going anywhere near there.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't need. Yeah. There's no reason for me to go
exactly.
down there. So
most
okay.
people should not, you know.
But the side streets are going to be.
Yeah.
Jam-packed. Every other freeway is going to be.
Yeah.
But it's only from the 101 to the 1 to the 10, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a little chunk.
Yeah, from like West LA to the Valley.
Right, but that's like a big area for people to travel
it
to
is.
Go from, you know, the West Side to the Valley.
It is. I mean, it connects the Valley to the rest of the city, you know. So
they're going to widen it though, so it's going to be
Yeah.
less traffic, hopefully.
Not less traffic, but less congestion, maybe. But I don't think so. It keeps on growing, you know. I mean, think about all the new cars you see on the road every day. And, you know, where did they all go? You know, I mean, the old cars don't disappear.
Right. I was just going to say, we are running out of time, but I saw in CNN, we can talk about it tomorrow. They just put out an article about this car that can fly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Is that pretty real?
Well,
I mean, it's real, right? Yeah, why not?
Do you think it was a toy? I'm confused. You think this was a fake story that was on CNN?
I'm just wondering if it's really like a something that would be sold to consumers.
Well, they're working on it. I guess you can buy it for $250,000. It looks like a...
That's not a lot.
It's weird looking, though.
Yeah,
you can, obviously, if you have a license, you can drive it, but you need some kind of pilot license to fly it.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Isn't that
crazy?
It is. There's going to be...
Wow, that would be cool.
It's like that line in Back to the Future, where we're going, we don't need roads. Remember that? Doc Brown. Thanks, Doc Brown. Look at that. He predicted it.
Yeah.
And now, finally, in 2011, we're at flying cars. I think it's pretty awesome. You should go check it out. But it's not cool looking.
No.
Like,
huh?
I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, look at my new flying driving car. They have a long way to go on it.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though. Anyway, check it out, guys.
All right, everybody. Stephanie, thank you
so
much.
Tammy.
Thanks, everybody. See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.